We were talking about worst Father's Day ever. Your worst Father's Day ever. And to give us a call at
602-805-0101.
Looks like we got Michelle in Glendale now. Miss Michelle, worst Father's Day ever. What happened?
So I had gone out the night before with a bunch of my friends and got like blackout wasted.
Oh, yeah, girl.
So, I mean, we had a great time. I don't remember a lot of the last bit, and I don't think I would sleep until like 6 a.m. And so, I didn't wake up until like, I don't know, I didn't really get out of bed until like 8 at night, like on Father's Day.
Oh, damn.
And I completely forgot it was Father's Day. And so I look at my phone, and I have like 15 missed text messages from my mom, my sister, my brother, my grandmother also texted me. Everybody saying like, you need to text your dad. It's Father's Day. Where are you? What are you doing? And so like I immediately tried to call my dad and he did not answer because I guess it was too late or he was being passive aggressive. I don't know. But yeah, I totally missed the Father's Day and the whole family was quite pissed. Yeah.
Usually that's all I can do when I'm hungover is look at my phone. What the hell were you doing? What kind of hangover is this?
This is your stepdad?
In the dark, no screens. I was like, yeah, I was not functional at all.
The even hangover the was hitting.
Even
then.
For the phone.
I mean, is he mad at you? Have you heard from him? What's the deal with that, the update?
No, I have not talked to him at all yet. And so I'm feeling really, really bad.
I mean, as you should. It's Father's
Day. It's kind of the one job category.
I know. I just want to be your father right now. Call me daddy. No.
Tell Joey happy Father's Day right now.
No, like your real father. I just want to tell you how disappointed I am on you. Listen, I have three kids, and if they just forgot Father's Day, I wouldn't even want a gift. Just remembering it, just like, or, you know, not because my drunk-ass daughter just like, oh, by the way, happy Father's Day. I totally wish.
Joey, your kids live with you, so that's not going to happen.
No, I'm talking like my daughter's this age at this point. You know what I mean?
If they were on,
they didn't even reach out to me or like if they live it. Now, does he live here in town in Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. God. I'm so disappointed in you, Michelle.
It's getting worse. And I know people have already crapped on you for it, but damn.
Oh, God.
I know. I deserve it. I get it.
You haven't talked to him?
No. I mean, I texted him. I called him yesterday. He didn't answer. I texted him. My mom's not calling me back either, so I guess.
All right. I'm going to... You guys talk with each other, Sienna and JD. I'm going to put her on hold.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk to her off the air. Can we call your dad? We have to make it right. I'm going to get her dad's number.
Yeah.
And we're going to call. Can we call him?
Yes, that could help.
Okay,
yes.
Hold on right there. I'm going to put you on hold. That way I can get his number off the air. And then that's way the whole valley doesn't know his number. JD and Sienna, you guys talk while I'm
absolutely.
Okay,
have you had a hangover that is as bad as her? Can you imagine Theo Bobby, what he would say? Do you think he's sitting by his phone all day?
Yes, he's waiting for me to be there, literally.
I think he actually would call you in the event that that were to take place.
I know, but then he'd probably be proud of me that I got that drunk.
You got that
wasted. That's my
mija. Okay. I'm ready. All right, okay. Drunk ass. All right, I got his number. We're going to call your dad right now, Michelle, and I hope he picks up and just offer him an apology. I don't know if we'll jump in on the call, but you got to make this right, okay?
Okay.
Ugh, went to voicemail.
Oh, yeah, he hates you.
He's pissed.
Can you just leave him a message then, at the very least?
I will leave a message.
Go ahead.
Hi, Dad. I'm so sorry I missed him this Father's Day. I was thinking about you, though, last night. It just was a really hard day. But I would love to make it up to you. Like, we can even go fishing if you want. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. I need to make it up to you. But I love you so much. You're an amazing dad.
Hey, Dad, really quick, I have to chime in. I'm a dad. You're actually, this voicemail is live on the radio. We talked to your, I assume, beautiful, unresponsible daughter, Michelle, and we're called the morning mess, and I, as a father, apologize for her as well. Michelle, you were drunk the night before Father's Day, correct?
Don't say that to my dad. Yeah.
Yeah, what were you drunk on? What were you drinking?
Just a lot of wine. Just a lot of wine.
I'll get you.
Oh, God.
And you went out with Sienna after, who's also on the show, Pops, and Sienna got her blocked out.
Yeah, wow. I'm sorry. Well, it's not my fault. It is still your daughter's fault, but it's okay. She'll make it up to you.
All right. Well, we are all disappointed in your daughter, Michelle, as well. She's going to try to make it up, take that fly fishing trip, make sure she pays for it all. And we hope that she catches nothing but a cold that day while you're fishing.
Just the sniffles.
Yeah. Okay. What's your dad's name?
Paul.
Paul. All right, Paul.
Bye, Papa Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Bye, Dad. I love you.
Oh, she does it. Liar. All right.